every year since 1935, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Social Security into law, the program has taken in more money through payroll taxes than it paid out, that is, until last year. Social Security has now officially gone cash negative. To make matters worse, the country has been borrowing for decades from surplus Social Security revenues. As NPR's David Wellner reports, it's time to start paying that money back.
Over the years, Social Security has collected about $2.5 trillion more than it's paid out. It's used those extra funds to buy special bonds from the U.S. Treasury, building up what's come to be known as the Social Security Trust Fund. When George W. Bush first ran for president a little more than a decade ago, he proposed taking $1 trillion worth of bonds out of that fund to put into private investments. At a candidate debate with Al Gore in St. Louis, Bush dismissed concerns that his plan might weaken Social Security.
Now remember, Social Security revenue exceeds expenses up until 2015. People are going to get paid.
But Al Gore had a very different proposal.
Putting both Social Security and Medicare in an ironclad lockbox where the politicians can't touch them, to me, that kind of common sense is a family value. Hands off.
Neither the lockbox nor the private investments ever came to pass, nor did Bush's prediction that Social Security revenues would outstrip expenses until 2015. At a recent Senate Budget Committee hearing on the nation's economic outlook, Chairman Kent Conrad noted that there's been a sea change in Social Security's finances.
My staff informs me, under the new report,
Social Security has gone permanently cash negative now. Is that the case?
Yes, that's right.
The affirmative response came from Congressional Budget Office Director Doug Elmendorf, whose agency prepared the report. Conrad added that the time had finally come for the money Social Security's lent the federal government to be paid back.
How's it going to be paid back? It's going to be paid back by the other general expenditure of the federal government having to be reduced to make way for the payments that we're going to have to make on those bonds.
The purchase of the bonds came from the Social Security revenue, so you're just paying back something you owe.
That's Lawrence Lindsay, who was former President Bush's chief economic advisor. Lindsay readily acknowledges the money that must now be paid back to Social Security has all been spent.
That's a flaw in the design of the fiscal system, and I think it points up one of the reasons why you do not want to have the nation's retirement based simply on Social Security.
Republicans say the time's come to revise the Social Security program. Lamar Alexander is a member of the Senate GOP leadership team.
It's very significant that this year Social Security has more money going out than coming in, and it's very significant that in the next 10 years, Social Security will add $500 billion to the deficit. Social Security would be a good place to start when dealing with these mandatory entitlement programs that are 57% of our budget.
But some prominent Democrats are pushing back.
Social Security has not contributed one penny to the debt. And as I've said before, people should leave Social Security alone.
That's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid drawing a line in the sand earlier this month.
I will do everything that I can in throwing my legislative body in front of any efforts to weaken Social Security.
Republicans, for their part, say Democrats should make the first move on Social Security. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is waiting for President Obama to make that move.
There will be no entitlement reform without presidential leadership. And to the extent that the president is willing to join with us and discuss how we deal with these long-term unfunded liabilities, I think virtually every Republican is ready to have that discussion.
McConnell's deference to the president is hardly surprising. It's not for nothing that Social Security is known as politics' third rail. Touching it can prove politically perilous. But with the program now operationally in the red, with a new wave of baby boomers retiring and living longer, and with revenues reduced even further by high unemployment and a payroll tax cut, there are few who think Social Security is not more vulnerable today than it's ever been. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.